Welcome into a daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Irving Resources in this editorial and the director and technical advisor, Quentin Henney. Irving is traded on the CNX under the symbol IRV and on the OTC markets under the symbol IRVRF. Quentin, let's first talk about a news release that hit just a couple days ago that outlines a non-brokered private placement raising $6 million U.S., but this private placement is with a strategic investor. That strategic investor is Newmont Gold Corp. Please share some details of how this deal came together and getting Newmont Gold Corp on board.
Yeah, sure, Corey. Newmont Gold Corp, you know, they take a big vision when it comes to gold exploration. They like to be look at it at a national level, and they feel Japan is a good place to explore and develop mines. You know, as you know, Japan does have a very famous mine called Hishikari at the south end on the island of Kyushu. It's a big mine. It produces nearly 250,000 ounces a year, and this is a scale of mine that Newmont would be interested in. So they feel there's that kind of potential. Took a little bit of, visits, site visits and stuff to get comfortable with everything. But they really saw the promise in our Omu project in Hokkaido. And they felt compelled to take a placement, which, you know, is great because it gives us lots of money to drill lots of holes this year. So
just a quick note, is Newmont having any director added to the board or any sort of active role with the company?
No, there's no active role at the directorship level. There will be people at the technical level that come and go to get updates on the drilling and, you know, other exploration activities we have. In fact, I've worked with some of these people in the past, so it's a good working relationship, and we can, get the benefit of having some of Newmont's in-house, you know, techniques and ways of working things, which will help us as a junior company explore this very exciting project.
So the breakdown of the $6 million US, $5.4 million is being used for exploration at the Omu project. And there's another $600,000 for the formation of an alliance between Irving, its Japanese subsidiary, and Newmont Exploration. This $600,000, what's that going to be used for? Is that simply just to form this alliance?
Yes, the alliance part of this is actually quite interesting. Like I said earlier, Newmont takes a view, of looking at a nation as a good place to explore for gold. We're going to work with some of the people at Newmont. Again, these are people I've worked with in the past. We'll sit down and look at other opportunities throughout Japan, not necessarily just Hokkaido, but elsewhere perhaps. We will use those funds to acquire tenements, either through staking or other transactions. And the costs of doing, say, greenfields exploration in conjunction with that.
So in terms of potentially staking or acquiring ground, how difficult is it to actually stake some ground in Japan and then also move into permitting to get some sort of exploration program underway?
It's actually fairly straightforward. When you stake ground, you have to submit a map to METI, which is a bureau that oversees most economic activity in Japan. METI then reviews the area for existing mining claims. They tell you, yes, you can, or no, you can't stake claims in that area. If you find that you can stake claims, then it's done through paper. You do have to plot up the claims that you want to stake individually on maps and then submit each one for registration. It goes through an application process. We've been finding that the application process can last anywhere from 3 months to a year, but we've had absolutely no issues thus far getting our tenements granted.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the work that is ongoing. Just about a week ago, you announced that drilling has commenced at this Omu project, and right before the announcement of this strategic private placement, we got just a general drilling update. At the bottom of this update, there are three pictures showing some of this core that you have drilled. What are you trying to outline through these pictures?
Certainly, yes. The photographs, especially the pieces of vein that we've intersected in the core, are really what people need to focus on here. We're looking for high-grade epithermal vein deposits. These are things that formed, in the feeder to a hot spring you know, back in time, say around 12 million years ago here in Omu. Anyway, what happens in these systems is the fluids emerge out of the ground. They might be coming off of a magma at depth. They often interact with the groundwater too, but when they come up these cracks, they deposit effectively like a scale, if you will, of minerals, quartz and other minerals, but you also get, you know, a lot of goodies, like gold and silver, along with sulfide minerals, pyrite and so forth. So the photographs in the news release show some of the veins we've hit recently, in particular in hole two. We hit an interval around, I believe it was 7 meters long, thereabouts, where we saw multiple pieces of vein material, banded vein material, and the sulfides in that are very encouraging. You know, to see banded quartz with sulfides, a lot of brecciation, which is just, you know, broken up fragments and stuff. You know, it really gets you excited because that's the kind of stuff you want to see in a good high grade system. We are submitting that 7 meter interval as a priority to the lab. We expect assays maybe in, you know, within a month, say, but we are expediting the rest of it soon thereafter. As I said in the news release, the hole number two is still in highly altered rock. Okay, and the photos are on the website so people can look.
Okay, I will post a link to just a general recap of this news too, so people can click on and look at those pictures. When you talk about veins, though, I know a lot of people say, "What's the potential width of these veins?" You can see widths ranging from, well, all over the map. Do you have any insights you can give us on that?
You know, right now, what I can say, and people can see it in the core photos, is we've hit just one very wide mineralized zone thus far. In hole two, and what we see are pieces or places where there's competent vein, and then on either side of those you get into breccia and you see fragments of vein in the breccia. So it's really interesting. I really can't comment about the width of what we're seeing right now. It's basically just one giant mineralized zone. But in general terms about epithermal systems, look, you know, at Hishikari, the first drill intercept, I kid you not, the discovery hole hit a 15-centimeter vein. That's about a half a foot. It graded 300 grams per ton. A lot of people, you know, you go to Google and you click on Hishikari and look at the photographs that come out on Google web search, you'll see that they often show these big monsters, you know, 3-meter veins or whatever. That's actually not that common. Most of the veins at Hishikari are say, around a half a meter wide. So anything in that realm, especially given the grades you kind of see in these systems, it works.
So when do you think we will actually get some of these assay results back from these drill holes?
Okay, for hole two, again, the first batch, that expedited batch from the 7 meters, that should be back, say, within a month. Thereafter, we'll have basically everything from that zone onwards down the hole. We'll be next in the queue. I would say month and a half-ish for that. But things are quickly accelerating on site. You know, we've kind of had to cut our teeth with a few things, you know, working out logistics in Japan on a few of the items. Even finding a core saw was a bit of a challenge, but we are there, and we're starting to make good headway.
Okay, so some of those cores are out of your hands and now just waiting for the assay labs to get through that. Quentin, can you take us through what the strategy is going to be now that the company is very well funded and has some drills turning? Are you going to finish up this current program, take a little break, digest all the results, and then go back in there? Or is this going to be kind of a fluid, ongoing program?
Okay, at Omu, we have three general targets that we're going to drill this year. We're drilling at the Omu Center right now, but we also have the Omui mine site and the Hokuria mine area. The target that we're drilling right now, Omu Center, we had 8 holes planned initially, and our plan was to drill those, see what the results tell us, and then come back and drill some more holes. We have 15 additional holes permitted at Omu Center right now, so we do have that luxury to come back. Now, as you know, things evolve in exploration, the priorities might shift. For example, if we do see some very good results out of hole two or subsequent holes, we might end up being much more aggressive at Omu Center. If this turns into a discovery, yes, we'll you know, turn on the spigot and start spending some money on drills, perhaps even bring another drill in so we can tackle the other two areas, Omui mine and Hokuriya mine sites.
All right. Well, Quentin, I don't think there's too much more to cover here other than drilling is ongoing. The share price has been moving nicely, and now the company has a strategic investor and has cash in the bank to continue this drill program. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Quentin or anybody else over at Irving, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I'm happy to follow up. But in the meantime, Quentin, I will probably talk to you when we start getting some of these drill results that now just kind of lie on the assay labs. Thanks for your time, Quentin.
Sounds good, Corey. Thanks.